Hello and welcome to the Real Madrid podcast. Well, there is more than just a spring in the step this morning of all those connected with Real Madrid. After one of their best performances of the season in beating Espanyol by 4-2 on Sunday night, the medias have had a very tough job indeed cramming in all these superlatives into their reports and features today. And one name, though, stands out over and above all others after one of his best games in a Madrid shirt in recent times. Karim Benzema, appreciated, as we know, by coaches and players alike, but who continually runs the gauntlet of criticism for the lack of goals and, at times, seemingly indifferent attitude on the pitch. After 2 goals last night, and that in itself is worthy of some celebration, as it's only the second time in a year he scored 2 in a La Liga game, but it was his overall performance that drew most of the plaudits from everybody. The man of the moment spoke after the game, and he proceeded to describe himself in the following terms. People, he said, ask a striker only for goals. That's why I think I am a number 9 with the soul of a number 10. And there were more landmarks for Benzema last night as well. He reached 300 career goals. He's done it in 674 games. 66 at Lyon in 148 games. 207 for Madrid in 445. And 27 in 81 for the French national team. And just to add to the impressive list of statistics and achievement from last night's game, he put in his best passing game of his entire Madrid career. Of the 58 passes that he made, 54 found a teammate. Elsewhere, Sergio Ramos added a 14th goal to his season, a 6th in open play. And it's worth remembering, overall, since he arrived in 2005, only Ronaldo, Benzema, Higuain and Bale have actually scored more goals than him. But if he wants to become the highest scoring defender in Real Madrid's history, then he's got a few to go yet. He's on 82 goals for Real Madrid, well behind Fernando Hierro's 127. And then there was Gareth Bale, yet again in danger of becoming yesterday's man as Vinicius and Lucas shine. And if you listen to press and media coverage and reports in print or indeed online, he's the first player Perez would like to see out of the door of Madrid as soon as an offer comes in. Well, 1956 days after he signed for Real Madrid, with his first touch of the ball last night, he scored his 100th Real Madrid goal. Lucas Vasquez had another very impressive game. He spoke as well after the match. We are going to fight until the end of this La Liga season. We plan to win every game and take advantage of any slip-ups from those above us. And don't forget, the two above them, Atletico and Barcelona, Real Madrid meet both inside the next 5 weeks. He too weighed in with praise for Karim Benzema. He showed us that he is the best number 9 in the world. He scores goals, creates goals, and he's wonderful to play alongside. And what about the Solari view then? Benzema, he said, had a spectacular game. We have been working extremely hard of late without reward. Now we are seeing the fruits of all our labours and efforts, and now we hope we can just carry on. Now, Vinicius had a more disciplined game last night before being replaced by Gareth Bale. And there are plenty of jump the gun by saying that with Bale fit, Vinicius will drop to sub. But he was pragmatic after matching his views on the situation. He said, I've been here a very short period of time. I'm playing more. I'm happy. I want Madrid to win. Whoever the coach feels is better plays. It's as simple as that. Well, there was some bad news for Isco today. Luis Enrique was talking last night about Isco's situation, who's now, it seems, in danger of losing his international place, as well, of course, as playing a just a bit part role for Real Madrid. I don't know, he said, if I will call him up. We treat each case individually. I would, though, prefer him to play more minutes. Well, those words sure to cast even more dark clouds above Isco. The cameos of late may remain just that. The only times we do see him as the injuries clear, the need to call on him reduces. Back on the transfer front, and Marquinhos' name is back to the fore as well after another two goals were conceded at Espanyol. That takes it to 26 goals against them this season, and you've got to go down to Levante in 10th place before you find a team who has actually conceded more than Real Madrid. And with a price of around 80 million, he looks highly affordable too. And Marcelo's future, well, that looks more cloudy by the day, doesn't it? He came on after Varane's red card, and he was the player that played Espanyol onside as Rosales scored that quite spectacular second goal. The once unsaleable asset now going through the process of finding a suitable next stop on what has been a fabulous career, certainly at Madrid. And remember too, he's not 31 until the end of May. Keep an eye on the progression of 18-year-old Mexican international Diego Lainez, who signed for Real Betis only a few weeks ago from America in Mexico. Now, he's made a significant impression in a very short space of time, which has alerted Madrid and Barcelona. And news also emerging that Brahim Diaz, after just 3 weeks at the club, is not happy against Espanyol, didn't make the bench, and an angry Diaz then phoned both Perez and Solari to inquire just why it was that they actually bought him in the first place. The answer has done nothing to placate his mood, and the view is, despite a contract that runs until 2025, unless he sees some first-team game time, he could well be back in the Premier League by August. Well, a few rumours doing the rounds as well. Concerning Vinicius, his progress has been very rapid. When he arrived, and in the subsequent months after, he was welcomed with open arms by all the players at the club, and most of the first team squad rallied around to actually help him and saw him as little threat. And in this relaxed environment, he's thrived. However, his progression has come at the expense of others, and it's said the atmosphere has changed significantly, with the 18-year-old not quite understanding the change in mood. But the mood at the club, though, is very simple. He is going to be protected at all costs, whilst those looking to undermine him will not. Lucas Vasquez has been offering his opinions on the Real Madrid turnaround. Vinicius' name obviously is on the lips of many, including him. He has huge self-confidence, he said. He has no fear. Whenever he gets the ball, the first thought in his mind is how to take on and beat the opponent in front of him. His situation too has changed, remember, since the departure of Lopetegui. I'm delighted, he said. I have more of a role since Solari arrived. He knows what he wants to do to improve the team. And so far, the decisions he's made has benefited the whole team. In order to play well and to win, we must put in effort on the pitch. We must run. Now the whole team is showing the same desire, not just to attack, but to defend as well. What about the Copa del Rey then and the Champions League? Can they do well? Can they win the Champions League again? The best way, he said, to do well in these competitions is to make sure we're doing well in La Liga. We cannot just play well in one competition. The Liga is the foundation. Play well here and everything else will follow. And the other question being pondered over the weekend, should Vinicius keep his place in the team when Bale and Asensio are fit? Well, the general view is this is a really big call, perhaps the biggest that Solari has had to make in his short time here. For the fans, though, it's simple. The answer is he stays in the 11. They love his direct style of play and the fact that he is everywhere causing problems and creating mayhem. The flip side is, as Solari has already stated, he's just 18 years of age and has a career in front of him. They shouldn't rush him. Time is very much on his side. Now, this was reiterated by Solari on Saturday, talking about Vinicius. He said his adaptation to a new way of life in a new country has been very quick indeed. With the support he's getting from all the other players, it's helped a lot, but we must continue to take care of him and his development. Not been a good week for Christian Eriksen, has it, as Real Madrid have all but withdrawn any interest in signing him this summer, fearful of the long-winded negotiations, perhaps, that lie ahead with Daniel Levy and his $250 million valuation. Plus, of course, after he was outshone by Eden Hazard on Thursday in that Carabao Cup semi-final, And Hazard himself had slipped out of the spotlight, is firmly back in it, though there is still a very long way indeed to go before that deal is tied up. Now, good news for Madrid's other exciting young Brazilian, Rodrigo, who ensured that Brazil got the victory over Bolivia at the South American Under-20 Championships to progress, albeit a very narrow 1-0 victory it was, by the way. He won the penalty that Lincoln converted earlier the first half. As we said, they will now qualify for the final stage, where four places at the Under-20 World Cup are up for grabs, and three at the Pan American Games. Well, never a day goes by without James Rodriguez appearing in the media somewhere around Europe. He's dreaming, of course, of a Real Madrid return, but should Mourinho return, he knows that the dream will be scuppered, as Jose simply would have no use for him whatsoever, and believes there are plenty of other alternatives to what he considers to be a luxury. Jose, also bad news potentially for Paul Pogba as well, as his brother let it be known the only two clubs Pogba would leave Manchester United for would be Real Madrid or Barcelona, and if Mourinho was in charge, that'd leave just Barcelona. Now, Dani Ceballos, who's doubled the number of starts this season from last 8 to 4, is still unsatisfied. He's hoping that the impression that he's made in the 16 overall appearances this season will be enough to earn him an improved contract. His deal runs until 2023, but he's also harbouring ambitions to play in Premier League as well. And if he feels that he's underappreciated, then the player, who picked up his first 5 caps with the senior Spanish national team in the last 5 months, will have no hesitation, he said, in moving, which will interest Spurs, Arsenal and Chelsea. Karim Benzema's future has been up for discussion yet again. It's on trend, with potential moves to Italy being sounded out. His preferred stop, it said, would be Milan, where he would be happy at either Inter or at Milan. But he also, still remember, has this contract until 2021, and he will not be rushed or manoeuvred. He will do as he always does: sit back, take his time, and act in the best interests of himself. Now back to Isco, with all the talk of growing appreciation of Perez for Solari and the job that he's doing. Isco will push Perez for details of what the future might be. And remember, this big interest of Manchester City, Bayern Munich and Juventus may not hold forever. So this game of brinkmanship, it seems, is going to be played out right until the last. James Rodriguez, who fell out with former coach Zinedine Zidane, has made moves to mend relationships. He called him up last week to try and build a few bridges. The Colombian, who's liked at various clubs, remember, in Italy, is looking at a potential summer move to Juventus. But if Allegri leaves, and the door would certainly be open for Zidane to take over there, and he doesn't want anything that went on in the past to potentially affect this move in the summer. Although if Zidane was not particularly appreciative of his game then, it's doubtful that he's changed much in the ensuing years. Now, we've mentioned Eriksen being off the agenda and Real Madrid back in on Hazard watch. Everything that's gone on in the last week on and off the pitch, the move's potential has risen again, or has it? Perez has plenty of bargaining tools and would like nothing more than to actually secure this deal without spending any money. And to do it, Isco's name keeps cropping up, as indeed does Asensio, and also the 20-year-old Uruguayan international Federico Valverde as well could be offered together in some sort of package deal, two of the three or one of the three, plus cash, although whether or not Isco is up for a move to Chelsea is subject of discussion. I'm talking about Marco Asensio. He's not played, remember, since the Club World Cup. He's another who's still interesting Liverpool, Juventus and PSG. Ronaldo would love to have him in tandem again, but the midfielder wants to remain at Madrid. And like others, including Isco, he believes Solari will only be in situ until the summer. He then happy to sit it out until then. With Marcelo's time maybe coming to an end, David Alaba is again being courted. He'll be 27 in June. His contract runs until 2021 at Bayern. And after 11 seasons in Munich, they've let it be known they won't stand in his way of a move, but they will not let him go cheaply. They value him around and about 80 million, which is 30 million more than Madrid are prepared to spend. But again, some bartering could be done. Asensio and Isco are both Bayern Munich targets. Now, Madrid may have given up on Christian Eriksen, have no chance of getting Harry Kane or Dele Alli, but one Tottenham player is available, Colombian Davinson Sanchez, who's made just 43 appearances for Spurs since signing from Ajax. He's said to want away. Madrid are interested, with Hermoso, maybe, Militao, possibly, and Sanchez. Well, that could be some back four, remember. But Barcelona are said to be his preferred destination, though whether they want him is yet to be seen. Now, it's not enough these days for players to be happy with potential moves to big new clubs, enjoying signing on fees, huge salaries and various other privileges. Now, it's the done thing to list players that they want to come with them if they're to move. Neymar does it on an almost daily basis, and Eden Hazard has joined him by suggesting that if he does go to Real Madrid in the summer, so should one other, N'Golo Kanté. Why? Well, he said France won the World Cup with him, Chelsea and Leicester both won Premier League titles with him, he's a player that controls the midfield, and off the field, he's a great guy. All of which, of course, is very true. But remember, he's got a contract with Chelsea that runs until 2023, so it would take significantly over 100 million or perhaps more to actually get Chelsea to budge. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back later in the week on Transfer Deadline Day to round up any late happenings there. And don't forget to go to the website as well, realmadridpodcast.com, where you will find various previous episodes and video content, as well as links to all of the season's news. For the moment then, from me, Tim Capel, till next time. Bye-bye for now.